For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
And welcome back to the Eden Assignment Warfare Series. I'm Karen Eden, and we're just moving right along with some of these lessons that, a lot of them I have studied very, very hard, and a lot of them I've learned the hard way. Actually, most of them I've learned the hard way. And I always say it in martial arts, if I can somehow learn something that was very difficult and then help you so you don't have to go through the trials and tribulations that I have, then I'm doing something really good here. I'm sparing you something, and you're able to drink from a well that you didn't have to dig, so to speak. Today, I really want to talk about how burdens are down in the spirit realm, meaning that burdens should be lifted whenever you're a spiritual person and you are trying to live a spiritual way. Burdens need to be lifted. You know, there's something very interesting about sleep. When my son, who is now almost grown, but when he was a baby, he had a really hard time going to sleep. And one thing that the pediatrician told me was that sleep is a learned behavior. It's not something that comes natural. I mean, sometimes you have a newborn baby, you know what it's like. They sleep anytime they want. Sometimes they're awake at the times that you think that we're supposed to be sleeping, and they keep you up all night, and they want to eat in the middle of the night and everything else. And that's because sleep is a learned behavior, and you have to train a child how to sleep, believe it or not. It doesn't come natural. You get the circadian rhythms in, and then that can become something that will kick in. But when children are really little, they have to understand that this is bedtime, and now you need to try to go to sleep. So my point is with that, you know, the things in the spirit realm, they're learned behaviors. You have to learn them just like you have to learn to sleep. You have to study. You have to figure them out. And, you know, sometimes when you mess up and you make a mistake, you learn from that mistake. And as we say in martial arts, there truly are no mistakes. There are only lessons. And that's true in the spirit realm as well. There are just lessons for you. If you believe in Jesus Christ, as I do, there are lessons. There are no mistakes because everything can be forgiven, but there are lessons. And sometimes those lessons will cause you to have to walk with a limp a little bit. So in the physical realm, I know I look really strong. You know, I walk tall, I have good posture, but in the spiritual realm, if you could see me, I might be limping a little bit. Okay. Anyway, I just want to let you know, I'm just as human as you are. I make mistakes, but usually when I make a mistake, I won't make it again. Usually. I would like to talk a little bit about having hardships and burdens and feeling like overwhelmed because of spirituality. And I take this from a couple of groups that I've been in recently that are supposed to be Christian-based groups. And the things that they're saying on there and the discussions that they're having, they're so much more damaging. They're doing more damage than they are good because they're always about smack you on the hand, you can't do this. Smack you on the hand, you can't do that. You know, women can't do this. Women can't do that. Or it's so much legalism. It's so much stuff that, you know, people have taken something that should be about taking the burdens off of people, and they're just binding more burdens and putting them on people. I hope that makes sense. I'm going to break it down a little bit. You know, in the Bible, we have only four books where Jesus Christ actually is speaking. They're called the Gospels. The Gospels actually means good news. Gospel means good news. Those four books being Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's all we have as far as the teachings of Christ himself. If you get a Bible with red letters, and if you didn't know this, the red lettering, that's always what Jesus Christ is saying if you have one of those Bibles. I want you to read all the red letters. I tell the kids, you know what, get your Bible, look for the red letters, and just read the red letters. It makes it nice and easy to explain it like that. But when Jesus first gets on the scene, he is a rebel, man. He's like going against all the religious leaders of that time. They were called Pharisees and Sadducees. And you got to keep in mind that religion and politics were kind of mingled in at that time. It was all together. So the religious leaders also made the laws of the land. But the religious leaders couldn't stand Jesus Christ, couldn't stand him. Because he was always telling them that the things that they were enforcing were going against the way it was really supposed to be and the way God. When he first came on the scene, Jesus Christ is saying, you know, you Pharisees, man, you religious leaders are hypocrites. You're here to put big bundles and burdens on people's backs. With, you can't do this on a Sunday, a Sabbath. Actually, it's a Sabbath. Sabbath is actually Saturday. No doing this on the Sabbath, you know. Wash your hands and all this legalistic stuff, which goes back to the time of Moses. It's the Mosaic Code. And Jesus Christ was saying, I came so that people can have an abundant life and take this yoke off of them. If you think about an ox with a yoke and how heavy that is, he's saying, I'm here to take the yokes off of people. I'm going to bear that yoke for people so they'll never have to bear it again. And they can have this freedom. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. He would go on and pay the ultimate price by sacrificing his blood, the divine God sacrificing his blood in the spirit realm is a very powerful thing. Go back to case number 2 in the warfare series and listen to that if you want to catch up on that, but I'm not going to go iterate back into that at this time. But I want you to know that basically he's coming on the scene, a major rebel with all the religious people, and he's breaking all the rules. He got hungry and he picked corn on the Sabbath, and they were looking at him and saying, what are you doing? You're not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. And he's like, you know what? Sabbath was made for man, not man made for the Sabbath. It's a very interesting thing that he said there, because that connotes freedom right there. So you have to understand what is the priority when it comes to the teachings of Christ. A lot of people hit me with some really tough questions, and I am an ordained chaplain, you know, and I guess I have the answers. I don't know. I do the best I can. I promise you I'm not an answer man. But I do the best I can. I use the Bible as my guide. And in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, sexuality, for instance, is just never mentioned. I mean, there's a passage about, you know, divorcing your wife, that kind of thing. But there's nothing about any type of sexuality until you get into what we call the Pauline teachings, where he's setting up the church in Corinth and all that kind of stuff. And he's telling these churches how they need to be ran. And, you know, that's the Pauline epistles. That's not the Gospels, the teachings of Christ. And I really try to get people to focus on the teachings of Christ. And when he doesn't talk about the, for instance, sexuality, I believe there's a reason for that, because I don't think that's what there needs to be a focus on. Don't get me wrong, for Pete's sake, please don't, everybody that believes in Christ, send me an email. You disagree with me. Just hear me out for a minute. You have to focus on the most important things when you're a white belt, okay, so to speak. You're brand new with this. You can really do more damage by binding up bundles and putting it on these people's backs. I understand that there is free will, and by your own free will, poor judgments and bad decisions in the spirit realm can cause repercussions. They can cause bad things to happen when you make poor judgments and bad decisions. And a lot of rules and regulations, even from the beginning during the time of Moses, were set up to nip that in the bud. For your own good, a lot of these things. But when Jesus Christ came, he said, I fulfilled the law. Basically, what he's saying is, I fulfilled the law of Moses. So all these Judaistic laws where you can't eat pork and, you know, all women have to dress a certain way. He goes, I've already fulfilled that with my sacrifice, where you don't have to worry about that being a sin anymore. That's basically what he's saying. And there are certain things that you need to be careful when you make the decisions on. Because of free will, you can invite things to happen. Go back to case number 3, I believe. Case number 3 talks about that, how it is important the decisions and the judgments that you make will affect you in the spirit realm. But the most important thing you need to focus on are the teachings of Christ. Jesus Christ outlines this policy that is very basic and simple, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Period. I mean, the four Gospels are just pretty much blatant, going down the line, talking about going into all the world, you know what, and doing what you can to stop suffering in the world. That's the teachings of Christ. Because suffering is evil. Suffering isn't evil. And if you know if somebody's suffering and you can help stop the suffering, as someone who confesses to believe in Christ, that's what you're supposed to do. You're called to stop suffering. That's the goal. If you love your neighbor as yourself, who is your neighbor? Well, that's everybody that's going to be in your vicinity. If I'm sitting in my car, my neighbor is the person in the car next to me. Can I love that person like I love myself? I don't know. It's tough. So I got to work on all that stuff too. But basically, your very first thoughts need to always be love with people. Because love is the greatest of all, and love casts out fear. And love is the most powerful weapon there is to put out evil, guys. If you want to cut evil out in your life, love will do that. Love, 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 love. Thoughts, intent, love, all the time. If you believe in Jesus Christ, that love comes through Christ, and it can come that way in a very supernatural way. If you ask for supernatural love, you can get a supernatural love. Because I know some people are very hard to love. I understand that. But when you go into the teachings of Christ, it is about stopping suffering. Do what you can to stop suffering. Whether it's a physical suffering with someone who doesn't have clothes, food, or shelter, they're in prison or they're sick in the hospital, or it is a spiritual suffering where they're having emotional issues or mental disorders or whatever that case may be. If God has equipped you to do something to take to cut that evil off, to stop that suffering, that's what you need to do. And I guarantee if you confess Jesus Christ, he will give you an ability to do your share to stop suffering in the world. We got to take our focus off on judgmentalism, of judging what people who say they believe in Christ are doing and how they're living their life. Mind your own business. If they're messing up, God's going to take care of that. The change comes from the inside, and it will emulate onto the outside. But that's God's business. Your job is to do what you're called to do in the spirit realm. And so when you talk about people who are constantly, what Jesus Christ said, putting bundles on people's backs, if that's the kind of church you go into, you need to be released from that. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. And you will be guided a certain way in the spirit realm. That will give you a sense of peace, and that will give you a sense of flow to your life. And there's always a flow in the spirit realm. And I would just like for people to be encouraging of other people. Where they are in their life may not be where you are in your life. I've been doing this a long time. I've had a faith. For a long time, my faith has been going since I was like 4 years old, guys. I mean, I actually made an intent in my heart. As a young child, I knew what I was doing. And I made that commitment to walk with Christ. A lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people are soul searching and they're considering it. And they're not where you are. Just like I have 6 black belts. A lot of people are white belts. They're not where I'm at. It's understandable. I don't expect them to understand what I do as someone who's a 6-degree martial arts master when they're just training. It's the same thing in the spirit realm. I can't expect everybody to understand what I already know. I can try to dispense. I can try to lead. But that needs to be done in the spirit of love, and it needs to be done in the context of love. The legalistic stuff is out, guys. Legalism is done. There's freedom because of Jesus Christ. If you're an Orthodox Jew, don't get me wrong, that's your faith, and yeah, you might have a lot of things you got to go by, things that are kosher and so forth. But those who believe in Jesus Christ, you've been set free from anything that would cause you to feel like you've got a bundle on your back. Man, it's just like I can just breathe. Finally, I can just breathe. That's what Christ said he came to do. He said, I came to take the bundles off of people's backs. And he scolded the religious leaders and said, you're hypocrites for putting bundles on people's backs, giving them all these rules and regulations, because that's not what it's about. It's about love and doing what you can to make this world a better place for all other people. You know, you want to make a better place for yourself too. But the difference in the Christian faith is you always focus on other people. I did a lot of work with the Salvation Army. I did my chaplaincy internship with them in the ghetto, street work, hands-on street work. Homeless people, alcoholics, gang members, that's how I started my martial arts program through the Salvation Army. 19 years ago, I started that program. But their founder, his name was William Booth. I don't know, 1860s, somewhere around there. This guy was in England. And the way they started was, and you know, you've got the red kettle thing, and that's iconic with Salvation Army at Christmas ringing the bell and collecting money for poor people and everything. Let me tell you how that started, because it's a pretty cool story. Now, William Booth was a minister. I think he was a Methodist minister. And so they used to have these cruise ships that would debark there in England, in the ports of England. And they had a lot of money. So what he would do was stand there with a kettle, literally a kettle, whatever kettle, kitchen kettle. And he would have people in his parish stand around kettles so that when these people with money would come off of their cruises, they may put some change or whatever into the kettles. That's how the Salvation Army got started. And he took it back and he gave it to the poor people of London, on the streets of London in England, because poverty was a different definition then than it is today in America. I mean, these people, they had nowhere to go and they had nothing. So that was his way of collecting money and raising funds for people who didn't have food and clothing and shelter and stuff. But William Booth, his philosophy was surrounded literally and summed up in one single word. If you're a Salvation Army minister, you know what I'm talking about. William Booth, even on his deathbed, said one word that changed the culture of millions of people who are now in the Salvation Army as ministers. That one word was others. Others. That one spoken word, even on his deathbed, ladies and gentlemen, is such a heavy word. What he's saying is, don't focus on yourself. If you believe in the faith and the walk of Christ, you need to focus on others. That's what it's all about, because William Booth knew his secret. William Booth knew that in concentrating and focusing on the suffering of other people, this incredible thing happens. You get taken care of, and your family gets taken care of in very supernatural ways. In the physical realm, focusing on the suffering of others seems like not a lot of fun. Because as animals, instinctively, we want to help ourselves, don't we? We want to focus on ourselves and our children. See, the spirit realm is very inside out and upside down about that. The spirit realm is very opposite. The spirit realm is about focusing on others and how you can stop suffering. That's for us who believe in Christ. Spirit realm isn't always good stuff, guys. Demons are spirits, and their focus is on the self. I mean, if you look at some of these churches today, like the Church of Satan, who go, oh, we don't believe in Satan, which is like, yeah, right, Mary. Sure. Yeah, that's why the 12-foot statues of Baphomet, whatever his name is in your yard, right? You got a 12-foot statue of the freaking devil in your yard, and you don't believe in him. Yeah, I'm buying that. But anyway, the modern-day Satanism, their big thing is do as I will, you know. They're all about themselves. They'll tell you it's about being selfish. We worship ourselves. That in itself is more evil than anything. It's the exact opposite of the teachings of Christ. The teachings of Christ are to focus on other people and help them stop their suffering. That's why I'm talking to you today, guys. I'm not real comfortable. I'm not a big people person. I'm not real comfortable getting one-on-one with crowds of people as such, and just opening up and talking about what I know the truth is, what I need to stand in. I never felt like I wanted to do that. I always wanted to do other things, but I don't know if I really wanted to do that. But I know that I have this knowledge, and I'm a broadcaster by trade, and I know that I need to do this. I know that I'm standing in a truth, and this is my way of helping others. So maybe I don't do what William Booth did with the kettle and all that stuff. But I can do what God called me to do as a writer, a journalist, a broadcaster, to try to expand that truth. I got to tell you a funny story. When I was doing my chaplaincy with the Salvation Army, and I was with them for a long time, you know, I wore the uniform. They called them soldiers. So anyway, they wanted me to start my soldiership with them, which I agreed to do under two conditions. A, I will not stand kettles. Standing kettles mean you stand there and you ring the bell and ask for money. I said, I will not stand kettles, and I will not wear that hat. Honest to God, that's what I said, and I was dead serious. And they go, don't worry about it. We need what you can do, Karen. Don't worry about the other stuff. There will be other people that will stand kettles and wear the hat. So everybody has a certain calling and wiring. When you make that stance in the kingdom of God and you say, here I am, I'm making a stance and I believe in Jesus Christ and I understand I'm here to battle evil and I'm here to take my wiring, which is your power source, my equipment, and to do what I can do to stop suffering in the world. That's what your faith is all about, guys. If you say you're a Christian, your number one priority is to do what I just said. Because a Christian, I-A-N, means following Christ, following the teachings of Christ. Then you're going to have to read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John to see what he said. And everything in there is about shutting down evil and stopping suffering. Everything. Some people are like, well, I'm not good enough to believe in Christ. You know, my lifestyle. Yeah, I've run into people like that all the time. I'm gay, whatever. You know, you need to prioritize and get your focus right. Read the teachings of Christ and do what you can to stop suffering. All that other stuff, that's taken care of. I'm not here to judge you. Nobody's here to judge you. Prioritize first to seek first the kingdom of God. And he promises all these things will be added unto you. All right, don't email me again, guys, if you believe in Christ and go, homosexuality is wrong. I don't want to get into any of that. Because I honestly believe the focus is what Christ put in the Gospels. And that focus is for you to know that there is freedom when it comes to walking with the Lord. Yes, you can open up portals by your own free will. Things can happen to you when you're opening up and allowing attacks of evil spirits to come into your world. But if you make a decision to walk with Christ and you're doing with the intent of your heart everything you can to stop suffering, there is no condemnation in that. There should be no condemnation in that, and it's not your place to condemn. Man, don't talk about other people. Don't bring people down. The other case I just went through last week, you know, be careful what you say. Be careful what you speak. God is the ultimate judge. And if someone says they believe in Jesus Christ, you let God handle people. God is the one who walks in pure love. A lot of these people that I see on these sites, these Christian sites, that's not love. That's bundling up more big, heavy bundles and putting them on people's backs. When Jesus Christ himself said, I'm here to take these bundles off people. All right. Well, listen, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back and tuning in. We're here with the ultimate goal and focus, ladies and gentlemen, to confess that we believe in Christ and stop suffering in the world. Doing what we can do to battle evil in the world by stopping suffering. Keep it in mind, top of your list every day, I am here to walk in Christ by stopping suffering and putting out evil, stopping the evil. Let everything else go. Let your own problems go. God said, I'm going to take care of you if you do that. That's called seeking first the kingdom of God. That's what it's called. Seeking first the kingdom of God. Try to do the right thing. Righteousness. It's the opposite of wrongness. Do your best to do the right thing. All these things will be added unto you, whatever needs are. Whatever the needs are, physical and emotional, financial, health, whatever, relationships. All those things are going to be taken care of and given to you, added to you, given to you. If you prioritize and focus and seek first the kingdom of God. Good stuff. I hope you feel better. Because I tell you what, I was looking at some of the stuff and feeling very bundled myself. I was feeling bundled. You know, and I'm a quote-unquote holy person, ordained chaplain. I'm like, man, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I could walk this walk. This is going to be tough. Man, I don't know if I want that label. Can't mess up. Blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about it, guys. Prioritize. You know, when you're white belt, what do we say? Listen, you focus on this white belt stuff. Don't worry about that black belt stuff. You can do the flying sidekick over three people and break six boards when it's your time to do that. Right now, you just focus on what you're supposed to be focusing on and don't get overwhelmed. Remember, the Christ first came on the scene. He said, I'm here to take the bundles off your back, guys, and to teach you that you have to love. Your first thoughts need to be love, and everything about you needs to be love. All right, well, listen, I got some appearances coming up here the month of June. I'm booked, man, booked every single weekend except for, I think, one, and I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to be booked that weekend. So going over to Karate College at Radford University in Virginia, my home stomping grounds there, to be the female professor, and we're going to do some kinder and gentler stuff all the other guys, they can all do the MMA and killing people stuff. I'm just going to leave the killing techniques to them, and we're going to stretch and feel good and have some fun with some yoga and Pilates, okay? I had the female side of that. Very proud. Thank you very much, Jerry Beasley and Bill Wallace, you know, for allowing me to come in and be the female professor there. Always a privilege. And I got some other things going on. Another public event will be in Vegas on, well, that's going to be June the 7th, 27th, I'm sorry, Karate College. And I'm going the 29th to Vegas, and I'm going to be the master of ceremonies for the Who's Who Martial Arts event under Hanshi Jesse Bowen. And so I hope you're going to join us there at the Orleans. It's the Orleans Las Vegas Casino. And then I'm going to slip on over to the Bellagio and be at the Super Show and say hi to a bunch of people there. And then I've got the KMAM, Korean Martial Arts Masters event coming up in Atlanta, Georgia at the end of July. I'm going to be speaking there. And then I've got the Sport Karate Museum event, which is also going to be in Vegas this year. It's going to be in Vegas this year. And it's going to be in September. I can't remember that one, that date. But you know what? Hit up Professor Gary Lee. He'll give you all the details on that. But I'll be speaking at that as well. Got two books out, right for two. I got four books out. Where have I been? I got four books out, right for two karate magazines. It's all philosophical because that's just who I am. Yes, that's right, guys. I sit around and I think of this stuff all day long. Philosophy. You know, this is my faith and this is my holy stuff that I present to you, but I do do a lot of philosophy, a lot of martial arts stuff, a lot of inspirational, encouraging stuff. I do have the Eden Assignment Inspirational Series on the Facebook group page, and you can go hit that up. And, you know, if what I'm talking about today is giving you a headache, just go over there. It's a lot more warm and fluffy. Okay. All right. Warfare Series is about warfare. So tell your friends, and I'll let them in. I had a lot of people want to join in and come on in today. I'm really not putting it out there that much. It's just people are kind of finding out and coming on, and that's good. I like to see that. I call that Holy Spirit led, you know, because I just sometimes let the Holy Spirit take over and see what he does with stuff. I'm always shocked because he does like real backdoor stuff, man. Like I'm thinking, oh, this is the policy and the procedure, and I must do this. And it's like nothing like that. I'm like, huh? What? Guy gets stuff done through the back door a lot of times. Okay, so anyway, that's that, and I'll be back with another case on the Warfare Series next week, and it'll be good, because I sit around and I think of this stuff, and I'm like, yeah, man, that's a good one right there. I bounce off of people, too. Got a couple of people in my ring here. I really appreciate them. They know who they are. You know, sometimes we butt heads and stuff, but, you know, these are people that have been there 20, 30 years or more in my life, and one of them 40 years, but I'm only 41. Don't make me lie on this. This is a Christian little show I'm doing here. Okay. So, all right, all good stuff, guys. Thank you so much. I'm just going to let you go right now. I'm just goofing, just killing some time here. I'm trying to get my 30-minute mark in. God bless you, and we will see you next time on the Eden Assignment Warfare Series. Take care. Bye-bye.